Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, some days we have good days, like we did on Tuesday. We went 4-0 in college basketball. Some days we have bad days. We went 1-4 last night in college basketball. It was an ugly one. And yeah, sometimes I'm angry as a fan. Sometimes I'm frustrated. Last night I was just downright defeated. I was looking around my house trying to find the band because I know on the Titanic, they had a band. And I felt like I was on the Titanic last night. And let me tell you why. Let's pick on Alabama. So we had circled the game at -2.5. And then what we do here on the podcast is we check the injury reports one more time just to make sure we're not missing anything. And then we normally go to both teams' message boards just to see if the fans have posted any rumors or late-breaking information that may change the play. During that review process last night, the line moved from 2.5 to 3.5. And guess what? For 20 minutes in that basketball game, I just had that sinking feeling that the game was going to finish with a three-point win. And sure enough, even though we had an 8-9-point lead in the second half, it finished at 3. We lose by the hook. So if we would have played it right away, we would have cashed the ticket. We waited and lost it by a half a point. So I can officially declare now that I'm a fan of the Auburn Tigers, and I no longer like Alabama after losing 4 straight bets. I got the vent out of my system, and now we're on to the next. So we're going to lead off in golf. It is the American Express in La Quinta, California. We are 9-3-1 on golf prop bets so far this year, so hopefully we can keep that trend going. Our play is Abraham Answer, +105 over Corey Connors, available on DraftKings. So keep in mind, this is a 54-hole cut event. They're going to play 3 different courses during the first 3 days, and then the final round, obviously, will have the cut. So Answer is ranked 20th in the world and has back-to-back top 5 finishes in this event. He didn't look the best in Hawaii, but I'm not overly concerned. He made the cut last year, 24 out of 27 starts, and had 9 top 10 finishes. Connors, meanwhile, he finished 11th last week at the Sony and has a ton of upside. Connors last played in this event back in 2019 and missed the cut. So I like the past performance of Answer at this unique event. So I'm going to play him +105 over Corey Connors. Next up, we go to college basketball, and we start in the state of Indiana. It is Indiana +3.5 over Purdue. So these two Big Ten programs have won 46 conference championships between them. The rivals are only separated by 115 miles. In a state known for basketball, this is the game. And Purdue, they've won the game 9 straight times. Purdue's 15-2 this year. They're ranked number 4 in the country. They just won an emotional double overtime game at Illinois. They have size in the paint that most teams in the nation just can't match. Meanwhile, Indiana is the perfect 11-0 at home this year, but their only big win was probably against Ohio State. Coach Mike Woodson played for the legendary Coach Bob Knight during the peak of the rivalry. I have a feeling that his Hoosiers are going to give Assembly Hall 40 minutes of basketball that they won't soon forget. I'm going to take the Hoosiers to end the losing streak plus the 3.5 at home against Purdue. Next up, we head to the Pac-12. It is USC -1.5 at Colorado. So both teams are 4-2 in the Pac-12 this year. Colorado has won 6 of 7. USC, meanwhile, they've lost 2 of 3. Are the Buffaloes good? I'm still not sure. They have only covered 5 of 16 games this year. A pick'em win at Arizona State is likely their best this season. They've lost 3 games this year by 12 or more. I never like to see that. And they also lost to Southern Illinois, a little bit of a head-scratcher. USC, meanwhile, they stubbed their toe at Stanford. That's acceptable. And then they got Dana Altman by Oregon. That'll happen against the Ducks. The win against San Diego State is probably the best this year for the Trojans. And the motivational speech tonight should be fairly easy. USC has lost 7 straight games to Colorado. So seniors on this roster have never beat the Buffaloes. Yeah, not UCLA or Oregon, but it's Colorado that has won 7 straight against him. So that streak ends tonight. I'm on the Trojans, -1.5 at Colorado. Next up, we go to the American Conference. It is SMU plus the 6 at Memphis. So do you want the glass half full or half empty? Memphis has won 4 of 7, including wins over Alabama, Wichita, and Cincy. Memphis, though, they've lost this year to the likes of Murray State, Georgia, somehow, East Carolina, and Tulane, just to name a few. I have no clue who's going to play for Memphis. A ton of game time decisions like always for Penny Hardaway. That also leads me to believe that the chemistry's probably off at practice since they're getting limited time as a group. SMU, meanwhile, they've won 10 of 11, and their only loss during that stretch was at Cincinnati. So I'm going to grab the 6 with the Mustangs on the road at Memphis. Next up, we got at the Summit League. It is North Dakota State -1 over Kansas City. So NDSU limps in at 11-6, coming off a home loss in overtime to Western Illinois, dropping them to 3-2 in the conference. Meanwhile, UMKC has lost back-to-back at home in conference, but they do have a nice win over Missouri this season. For whatever reason, the man that they call Sioux Falls Dave on Bisonville, head coach Dave Richmond, always seems to get more from his team on the road. They swept their conference road trip last time out, and I expect them to cover the number again tonight. So I'm going to take the Bison of North Dakota State -1 over the Kangaroos. Then your final game in college basketball is going to be Utah State -1 over Boise State. So not every day do you get to see a team that's 10-8 and has lost 3 in a row, favored over a team that is 13-4 and has won 10 straight. You get that tonight in the Mountain West. Utah State has lost by 2 at Air Force, lost by 7 at Colorado State, lost by 2 to Wyoming, and lost by 7 at Fresno State. The Aggies do have a win over Oklahoma and Richmond, plus a tough 2-point loss against St. Mary's, but this is a must-win to save the season for Coach Odom. The message boards are downright ugly right now, but I think they're going to give the Broncos loss number 1 in the Mountain West. I'm on Utah State -1 over Boise State. Then the final game on your card is on the Frozen Pond. We shook up the order today since we've lost 3 in a row on the Frozen Pond. Your play is Colorado -1.5 at the LA Kings at a +130. So I didn't really love anything in the NHL. Maybe that's a good thing. Colorado is on a back-to-back, so I'm not a huge fan of it. But the Kings have given up 6 goals in back-to-back games themselves, and they're just 13-9-2 at home. So I'm going to take the Avalanche on the road -1.5 at a +130. So let's recap your card for Thursday. In the PGA Tour, on the PGA Tour, we're going to take Abraham Answer +105 over Corey Connors. In college basketball, we're on Indiana +3.5 at home against Purdue. We like USC -1.5 at Colorado. We're on SMU +6 at Memphis. We like North Dakota State -1 at UMKC. And we're on Utah State -1 over Boise State. Then your final game of the card on the Frozen Pond is Colorado -1.5 at the LA Kings at a +130. So that's your card for Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.